Hey, bold movers. I hope you are having a fabulous week. I'm in New York City. I am doing an extended stay vacation, if you will, where it's a mix of business and pleasure for about 3.5 weeks. So I'm on the road and I am a little bit out of my normal routine. So instead of a new episode this week, I am going to be replaying an episode, one of my more popular episodes, and it's the one where I define the Bold Moves recipe. I created the Bold Moves recipe from interviewing now over 30 senior leaders, entrepreneurs, creatives, and founders to learn about the patterns and behaviors that they possess, that they have, that they use to make bold moves. Even if you've heard this episode before, you're gonna come into it with a new lens. It'll be a great reminder of how people make bold moves and will help you continue to think about your bold moves in this way that codifies how to make a bold move. And there's a ton of new listeners. Hi, if you're a new listener, and if you're one of the oldies but goodies, I also send my love to you. But new listeners may not have had the chance to hear this one yet. And so I thought this would be just a great time to replay the Bold Moves recipe episode. I first recorded it back in November of last year, so it's been almost a year since it's been live, so it will be a great replay for today. And that's particularly because I've also been thinking about the Bold Moves recipe a lot on my end. I want to give you an update about what is going on before we launch into this replay. Going into the new year, I had this Bold Moves vision of coming to New York City for an extended stay. And I was like, rather than just taking a vacation of, you know, long extended weekend, like a 4-day weekend, I really wanted to come back to New York City and have the opportunity to kind of live here for anywhere from like 2 weeks to a month. That's because, you know, I spent 4 years here. And so every time I come back, my soul is so connected to the city. I love going back to all of the places that I used to frequent when I lived here. And all of that just takes a lot of time, you know? It's not just the places, but I also have friends here. I have family in New Jersey. So there's a lot for me to see and do while I'm here. And just being here for 4 days is never enough. I always feel like I got a lot in. It was a jam-packed vacation when I come, but I also feel like, oh man, I just wish I could stay there for longer. It's, you know, the city is magical to me anyways. I just envision myself overlooking the East River, which was my view when I lived here, and seeing the Manhattan skyline, and it just brings me so much joy and connection to my true self, honestly. And so this year I went into the year thinking it is really within my true desire to be in New York City for longer than a couple days. Like, how do I get up to New York City for more than a couple days? And so I really started to follow the Bold Moves recipe from that place of knowing that I wanted to do this, that this was a desire of mine, which is the first step of the Bold Moves recipe, which is your desire. And then in March, I started putting feelers out to people I know who live in New York City to inquire about subletting. And it was kind of funny timing, coincidental, serendipity maybe, that I saw a friend post on Facebook about needing somebody to watch her dog while she also went out of town for an extended trip. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like, this is exactly what I would love to do. I would love to watch her dog. I'm a dog person. If you follow me on Instagram or even LinkedIn, you'll know that I post about my dog, Pudge, pretty frequently. He's definitely a highlight of my life. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I love dogs. I would love to take care of your dog while you go out of town for your extended trip. And so I got in touch with her and told her, like I said, as about how interested I was. And a few days later, she followed up with me to let me know that we could make it happen. And so the planning began back in May for all of these different logistics to come together to be able to get up here for 3.5 weeks. It's me and my husband, as well as Pudge. Pudge has come along for the journey as well. So, you know, to be able to make this trip happen, I think we've stayed in 6 different locations because we drove from Atlanta to New York, and we stay with friends, we stay with family along the way. And of course, now we are in New York, staying in Brooklyn actually for 2 weeks. And then we'll be going up to Connecticut to see some more family before heading back to Atlanta. So lots of logistics had to come together for this to all happen. And it has been an absolute dream. It's reminded me that the who part of the Bold Moves recipe is so important. You know, all of the relationship building we do is so fruitful and so gratifying, not just in the short term of, okay, yeah, maybe I got a new connection to a new client or a new organization that I want to work with or for, but also the relationships that we build can have so many benefits down the road 10 years later, for example. I met the person whose apartment I'm staying at somewhere like 8-ish years ago. And it just shows me that relationship building is so fulfilling and just comes with so many different benefits. And that's the who part of the Bold Moves recipe that I don't think anybody else is really talking about in the way that I am. And within this episode that you're about to hear, you're going to understand what that's all about. One more thing before we transition into the episode, but the other vision that I had going into the year was to host Bold Move dinners across the country. And I have started to make that become a reality. I hosted the first Bold Moves dinner in Atlanta this month, or I guess it was July. So when this goes live, it'll be August, but I hosted the Atlanta Bold Moves dinner in earlier in July. And I just hosted a Bold Moves dinner in New York City. I tell you what, you guys, this community is really incredible. The people that are coming together for these Bold Moves dinner are so excited to inspire and empower other people and be in community with other people making bold moves, because we all recognize that it's not easy to make a bold move. And so there's a lot that we can get out of being in community to support one another. And that's really the intention for the dinners that I'm hosting. The mantra for the Bold Moves community is, no one said being bold is easy, so we're going at it together. And at the Bold Moves dinners that I've hosted now in Atlanta and in New York, we're having conversations around what it means to be bold, how we achieve our bold moves, and what keeps us going when it gets hard. These are really vulnerable conversations, very authentic conversations. We acknowledge that carving your own path is not easy, and keeping the momentum going when it's hard is tough. But we all wake up with that vision in mind of how we want our life to look, and that is what is that North Star that we're so focused on. You know, we want to write our own stories. We want to be able to live our own truths. And so we get up every morning really excited about that. And this community is there to support each other, to celebrate our successes and help us through the difficult and challenging times. Just going back to the dinner that I just hosted in New York City, we met at the meatball shop, which used to be in the West Village. I was surprised that the location moved to Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan, over on 10th Avenue. I believe it's between 52nd and 53rd or something around there. So anyways, I know the meatball shop from when I lived in New York before. The food is phenomenal, and we're creating the space for these great conversations where people can share their stories and have some good food too. And this, you know, time around, I learned that people who came to the dinner were launching new businesses. Someone announced the day of the Bold Moves dinner they had resigned from their job to take a leap of faith and go back to school to change directions in their careers. We're taking the helm of completely new functions to lead the way forward. So somebody else in the group just got a new job leading a completely new area for her business. Amazing. And we are even letting go of the old to make way for the new. There are people in this group who want to become speakers and have ideas for new businesses. It's so exciting to hear people's dreams and how they're going after them, and then coming together as a community to really celebrate and support those bold moves. I definitely want to continue doing these Bold Moves dinners across the United States. I've had a lot of interest so far, so hopefully I'll be able to come to a city near you in the very soon future. The commonality among the participants in these two Bold Move dinners that I've hosted so far are two things. Or there's probably more than two things, but the two things that come to mind for me right out the gate here is that, first, we're defining our bold moves from a desire within ourselves. That has been so clear. That the reason we are doing what we're doing and following the paths that we're following is related to our own authentic, true self. It is not because somebody else envisioned that path for us. It's not because society at large has, you know, said that this is what is expected of us. We are actually defining the bold moves from our own internal knowing. And that is what is getting us going into making our bold moves. And somebody at the Bold Moves dinner in New York said that she makes decisions based on what will make her happy rather than basing her decisions on what will make other people happy. And that's the entire idea here, that we're all guided by our own desire. And then the second thing that is common among all the participants is momentum, is that we're not stuck for too long. So people who make bold moves don't stay stuck for too long. They figure out what they want and they go for it. They get started. I think that's a real differentiator between people who say they want to do something or say they have a dream, and then the people who not just say it but do it, is they continue to build momentum for themselves by figuring out those action steps to get them on their path. I'm excited to play this episode again for you today because these are the themes that I'm teaching in the Bold Moves recipe that will help get you going to execute your bold moves goals, or to give you some further ideas and thoughts about how to regain the momentum you might need to keep going. So when you're listening to this episode today, I challenge you to have in mind your bold move that you're working towards. You may even want to take out pen and paper to jot notes as we go along. And then if you haven't signed up for the Bold Moves Podcast Club, I really encourage you to do that. The first series of emails are dedicated to reinforcing what you learn about the Bold Moves recipe in this episode. it'll help you use the lens of the Bold Moves recipe around your goal. So go ahead and sign up. The link to sign up is in the show notes. It's just a really good counterpart to this episode that'll help give you that momentum I just talked about for making progress and continuing to write your own story. So, speaking of writing your own story, let's write the how of our own stories and carve our own paths by making bold moves. Are you ready? Welcome to the Bold Moves How Did You Know podcast, a podcast for the naturally curious, for those who want to define their own path. I'm your host, Kristen Rocco, and here I'm sharing bold move stories that propelled my guests from curiosity to action. And in doing so, they've defined a path that is purposeful to them. Through these stories, I hope you'll be inspired to pursue your boldest dreams. Today, I don't have a guest. Today, it's me, Kristen Rocco. I am going to be sharing some insights and a recipe that I've learned over the last 19 episodes of the Bold Moves How Did You Know podcast. On March 7th, I started this journey with you. That was about 8 months ago. And the idea, the intention for this podcast was to learn the bold moves that people have taken to define their paths. Along the way, I have spoken with experts as well who help us discover more about ourselves. Because with more inner knowing, you're able to define your purpose, leading to your greatest dreams and your bold moves. So I've learned a lot over these last 8 months, and it's so much that I've learned that I have now identified the recipe for making bold moves. That was one of my big goals that I wanted to learn from all of these guests I've had over the last 19 episodes, and I finally put my finger on it. And it feels like I'm unlocking a whole world of opportunity, and I can't wait to share it with you all today. So I am going to break down this bold moves recipe, and then we're going to talk about each part of the recipe along with some tools and tips to help you start really digging into every part of the recipe more specifically. And I'm going to use some examples from my own life to help give you some tangible ideas of how to get started. So here's the bold moves recipe. It's your desire plus who plus action equals how to make a bold move. And why this matters is because the result of a bold move, or the result of making bold moves, is living your dream life, being more happy, being more satisfied, and being more fulfilled. All right, so again, let me just repeat the bold moves recipe and then we're going to get right into it. So it's your desire plus who plus action equals your bold moves. The first part of this recipe is desire. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking about desire. And I thought it would help give us context to this area by looking up the definition. So I looked it up, and here we go. Here's the definition. Desire is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. And I think in reading that definition, you can see how curiosity and really looking inward to get curious about what it is you want is really that characteristic that helps us define our desire. And that's why in the show intro and along the way, you'll hear a lot of my guests talk about curiosity being something that really helps unlock their inner knowing. What do you need then to be able to identify your desire? We're going to talk about that. But a couple things are true about how to identify your desire, and that is tuning out the noise and paying attention to your gut, turning inward, and collecting information about yourself. I think that, especially now, given all the responsibilities that we have
and all the noise just in the external world, it's become increasingly more difficult to tune out the external world, tune out everything around us so we can pay attention more to ourselves. I can relate to the fact if there's like a 5-minute downtime, maybe I'm picking up my phone to open Instagram and scroll my feed, right? But in reality, these little moments of time that we have to ourselves help us get closer to knowing ourselves better, and just purely filling the space with these other things really do distract us from getting to know ourselves better. So take that into account. It's easy to distract ourselves now. And so I would say that you should set some time aside to journal and think through all of these things that we're going to talk about to help identify your desire. Okay, so let's get into it. I'm calling these tools that you can use to identify your desire. And I've got 5 written down. So 5 tools. The first one is, what are your strengths? Identify what your natural talents are. The second one is, what are your values? What do you care about? What motivates you? Aligning your values with your career goals and your life goals can help you stick with them. The third one is your purpose. This is the one that was really hard for me. It's hard to identify what your purpose is. Like, why are you put on this earth? This really takes so much self-discovery. But the question to ponder here is, what legacy do you want to leave? What legacy do you want to leave? And I really love my guest, Aneta Kuzma. We talked about purpose. And so maybe go back to that episode to hear a little bit more on this topic. But she talks about purpose not just from a standpoint of like purpose with a big P. So like to empower girls around the world, that's a purpose with a big P, right? But there are also purposes with little P's. And that's honestly how I would define my purposes. We'll get into my purposes in a little bit. But what I'm trying to convey to you is that purpose can be whatever helps you feel like you're leaving the most impact on the world. And then interests. What are your interests and your passions? And explore those. Go into detail. Think about your interests and your passions. The next one is your experience. What are your previous work experiences? And think about what you enjoyed in those experiences, and namely and notably, what didn't you enjoy about those certain experiences, those jobs, and why didn't you enjoy those experiences? And then the final tool that you can use is, what does your dream life look like? If you had a magic wand and you were to wave it around, and what are those components of your dream life? I'll talk about some of those, what they are for me. What does it look like for you? These are some questions, some prompts that can help you to start that self-discovery process and think more about what it is you want, what is your desire for your life. This is the first, the very, very first step in making a bold move. Because if you don't know what you want, you can't identify what your desire is, then you're just throwing spaghetti at a wall, right? You're moving along in life without intention. I want to round these tools up and provide how I leverage these tools to make some of my recent bold moves. And so there's 2 bold moves that I've been talking about on the podcast every once in a while, I would say. And those are launching my fractional marketing consultancy. It's called Bold and Noteworthy Marketing. And launching this podcast. So those were 2 of my most recent bold moves. But before I even could identify what those bold moves were and are, I had to discover my desire, go inward a lot. And y'all, the journey took a long time. This isn't overnight stuff. Like, this requires you to journal about, think about, explore for potentially a long time. I would say for me, it was about a year of doing a lot of work in this area. So let me take you through some of that work that I did. I defined my strengths, purposes, and values. So step one is I defined my strengths, my purpose, and my values. So I really sat with those concepts and started to brainstorm, free write around these ideas. And then finally I got to a place where those ideas felt right. So my strengths, and actually to define my strengths, I had the help of the Clifton Strengths Finder test. That was a very valuable tool that I used to help me identify my strengths. And the results of that test came back as, I guess it gives you like a top five. And so my top five strengths were strategic, achiever, significance, focus, maximizer. When I looked at my strengths, I was like, oh, wow, these are very business-oriented strengths. Strategic, the ability to find gaps and opportunities and create strategies and plans and approaches to advance business outcomes. And achiever, I am so good at sitting down and getting things done. Focus, if I have something that I need to get done, a deadline I'm gonna hit, I am not going to move from my computer until it's done. So when I look back at all my strengths, I realize that these are all very business-oriented strengths. And I'm very, very good at this area. But then I went on to look at what are my purposes and what are my values. And when it came to values, that list included creativity, autonomy, variety, adventure, connection, hard work, and empathy. And then I identified my purposes. And this took a lot of time, but for me, my purposes are connection, so building authentic relationships with others. My next purpose is sharing knowledge and stories, which I define as the exchange of ideas to bring more insights into the world, helping myself and others expand their worldview. And my third purpose is to empower others, help others embrace their own power and their own strength. So the combination of learning all of this about myself, then I was able to line up the different opportunities that would help get me more into equilibrium. So before I understood what my values and my purposes were, I was really playing in my strengths a lot, but I wasn't expressing my purpose, my values enough. I love the fact that I can play in my strengths throughout my career, but there were so many other things in terms of my values and my purposes that weren't being met just from my career alone. And so there were aspects of my values and my purposes coming into my day-to-day responsibilities, but mostly I was playing well with my strengths, but it was lower on the values and my defined purposes. And so when I started to really sit back and think about that, I realized that my bold move was going to be, I need to get this back into equilibrium where I'm using my strengths, my values, and my purposes all at the same time. Or maybe if not all at the same time, there were aspects to all of them throughout my life, right? So these things needed to come way more into balance for me to feel like I was fulfilled and satisfied in my life and that I was creating the life that I want. I think so many of you can kind of relate. When something gets out of whack, you start to feel all of these negative emotions, and I definitely had that happen to me as well. And so this turn inward to look at what my desires are and defining my strengths, my values, my purposes was also relevant and helpful then for me to define my bold moves dream life. I looked back at all of the new information I had collected about myself and analyzed the common themes about my deepest, innermost desires to define my dream life. All right, so then I created identity statements that reflect my desires, including my values, purposes, interests, and strengths, to make my dream life tangible. And I'm going to read the list of what those look like for me. Number one, I create relationships with people who expand my soul and my worldview. Number two, the days feel full of new opportunities and I'm positive, optimistic, and joyful. Number three, I dedicate quality time to my relationship and my friendships. Number four, I'm adventurous and experience new things. Number five, I'm a host, a speaker, and an educator. Number six, I inspire people to think in new ways. And number seven, I travel the world. So now that I have my list of my dream life, that makes it a little bit more tangible for me. I then think about how it relates to my bold moves. And you can do this in two ways. The first way would be to run your bold move goal through the lens of your desire. So if you already have an idea of what you want your bold move to be, or a bold move that you're working on currently, go ahead and run them through the lens of your desires. And I want you to see if they align. Or is your bold move really more aligned to who you think you should be or what you think you should do? In other words, is the external world driving your bold move goals, or is it authentically you? If your goal is to satisfy some sort of external should, like I should do this because it's what successful people do, or I should do this because it's what's expected of me, then maybe think about recalibrating here and tapping into how your bold move goal can better align with your true desires. The second way is to create bold move goals from your desires. This is how it worked for me. I realized that I was out of equilibrium with my values and purposes and created bold move goals to help bring those into alignment for myself. So I asked myself, what would my life look like if all three were in alignment? And what fell out of that question were a few bold moves for me to envision and take action on. That was launching my fractional marketing consultancy and this podcast. For you, of course, it's going to be different, but the key here is that they are defined out of your desires. And the fact that they are coming from your true, authentic, deepest desires means that you're going to feel a whole lot more personal happiness, more fulfillment in your life because you are doing things that are authentically you. Now that I have all these bold move goals, how can I get to accomplishing them? So that's where the rubber is going to really meet the road. To recap, this desire piece, this identifying your strengths, your purposes, your values, your interests, your experience, this is the part of self-discovery that you need in order to create bold move goals that can then help you get closer to that life you want to achieve. All right, so the next part of the bold moves recipe is who. Who? Okay, so to kickstart this session, I want to share an insight that came from Tony Robbins. You probably know Tony Robbins because he is likely the world's most renowned life coach besides Oprah. He said something so interesting, and I really want you to pay attention to this. His quote, "What gets in the way of success is the tyranny of how. I'm going to do this, but your brain says, I don't know how, and then you stop." He goes on to say, "All the greatest leaders in the world know what and why they want it. They gain the how from the who has already done it." I think that quote encapsulates exactly what I mean by who. So this is the missing link for most people. Most people think, okay, I have my goals. Now, what's the how? But I want to challenge you to think about what's the who. This was the missing link for me for so many years. And it's why I'm bringing so many people on the podcast from all different walks of life with all of these varied stories to help expose you to the idea of possibility. You can't really know what it is you want unless you actually know what's available, what's possible. And I think the more we see ourselves in others, the easier it is to imagine that we can do it too. So who? All right, let's talk about some ways in which to clarify who can help you in your life achieve your goals. So here are some questions to ask yourself. Who's doing what you want to do? If you know them, if you're connected to them in your life right now, great. But if not, that's okay. Start to Google who's doing what it is that you want to achieve. Here's the next question. Who can you learn from? Who can show you what you want to do is possible? Who's already doing it? And what can you learn from them about what's possible? Who can you collaborate with? Who can you brainstorm with? These are all questions to help you start thinking about people in your network or people that you might not know, people who you may need to get to know to help you see that what you want is possible for you too. And then these people can start helping you know how to get there, right? Going back to Tony Robbins' quote for a minute, where he says, all the greatest leaders in the world know what they want and why they want it. So what they want, they identified from the desire, their own desire, and why they want it. Again, it's from their desire. He says, they gain the how from the who has already done it. So I think this is such a relief. It was to me anyway. When I started to let go of how I was going to do it, because honestly, there's limitations to what we all know. We all have our own expertise, right? We all know some things, but we don't know everything, right? And so imagine, like, if your goal is to climb Mount Everest, you're not going to know a lot of stuff. You're going to have to learn a lot from somebody, from not just probably somebody, from a lot of people to be able to even take those first steps forward. So that's the concept here. It's not how do you do it. It's not, okay, let me go out and buy the hiking boots. But it's like learning from those people who have hiked Mount Everest that can provide their successes, their mistakes. If they were to do it over again, what would that look like for them? How would they approach it? So that you can start learning everything that you need to know in order to do this goal, to make this progress. And then, you know, these last two questions, who can you collaborate with and who can you brainstorm with? Again, it goes back to the idea that you don't have all the information. You don't know everything. And so this idea of collaboration and brainstorming is going to help you get feedback from other people to help you advance your understanding. I can't remember who said this, but I was listening probably to another podcast and they asked the audience to imagine a lid, right? And it's like, you only know so much, and that's your personal lid. You only know so much. Other people might know a little bit more than you on a given subject. And then when you're able to acquire that information from other people, your lid lifts. You then get to lift your lid to a higher elevation, to a higher place, because your knowledge has been expanded. And every time you're able to lift your lid more and more and more, you're getting closer and closer and closer to everything you need to achieve your goals. All right, so I'm going to take you through this from my point of view, from one of my goals this year, which was podcasting. So I'm just using the podcast example because we've been on this journey now together and you can understand this has been a big goal of mine. So I want to break it down into a tangible example. So I didn't know the first thing about publishing, producing, and promoting a podcast when I started into earlier this year. The very first thing I did once I got real about my desire to launch a podcast, to start a podcast, because I knew that it was going to fulfill me, it was going to ladder back up to my purposes in life, that, and it was going to help me live my dream life of being a host. I've always wanted to be a host, and this is one of those ways that I get to do that. So I didn't know what I was doing, though, in the very beginning. I reached out to an acquaintance of mine on LinkedIn who had just started her own podcast. I saw on LinkedIn that she had started a podcast of her own. And I was like, oh my gosh, I now know somebody who has a podcast. Let me reach out to her and see if she would be open to talking to me about how she started this podcast. So I sent her a direct message on LinkedIn and she generously replied and said she would spend some time with me to talk me through how she started this podcast. She talked to me about recording. What did I need to do? What did I need to know to record an episode? What are the tools I needed to record an episode? She talked to me about producing the episode and publishing the episode. As you can imagine, I was taking copious notes to leverage all of her knowledge and expertise she had built on producing a podcast. And of course, I thanked her profusely for her time and sharing all of her knowledge with me. And then I took action. And the taking action is the third part of the Bold Moves recipe. So just to recap the who part of this recipe, I want you to know that who is a part of this recipe because you need more knowledge probably than you have now to achieve your bold move. And you're going to get a lot further ahead, a lot faster, when you can start leveraging your network and other people who might know more than you and can help you in your journey. So that's why who is a really important piece of this recipe. And I want you to go back and listen to the podcast episode with Ange Barnard, where we talk a lot about the value of the who. Okay, so let's move into action. So this is where your desire plus who you have met, who you know, and the information that you've received will help garner you traction towards your bold moves. Together, they help you learn what to do to take these micro actions to get closer to what you want to achieve. So now, because you've done your self-discovery, you've talked to people about what they know, how they've done it, and you've got your goal, and now you can more clearly see how to get there. So we're going to talk about how I made progress on my 2023 career goal of hosting and producing this podcast. So just to circle back, we talked about the fact that before I even got started on this podcast, I talked to my friend who had started her podcast, and she gave me so many great pieces of advice about what to do to get started. So from there, I created my action plan. My big goal was to launch this podcast to inspire you to make your bold moves. But before I could even get one episode out the door, there were so many micro actions I took. So here's a look at those micro actions. Micro action number one, find a recording platform. How do I get an episode recorded, right? And so for that, I actually use Zoom to record episodes with my guests. Step number two, I had to write my show description. What was the show, Bold Moves, How Did You Know, going to be about? And then I had to write this in the show description. Micro step number three, create show art. I had to create podcast show art to convey this podcast visually, which you see every time a new Bold Moves episode goes live. Micro step number four, I had to reach out to a few people I knew made bold moves in their lives and ask them to come on my show and be a guest. Then micro action number five was book the interview. Get them on the calendar. The next micro action was to record the interview. Actually move forward and interview these guests. The next step was to learn how to edit the podcast. This is a new skill set for me, but you know, one that I actually enjoy. The next micro action, number eight, was to find a podcast publishing platform. So I use RSS.com. That's where I upload my final podcast so that once on the recording schedule, it goes live. Then I had to upload it, set an air date for the first episode. And finally, the next micro action, number 10, was now that the show was live, I had to promote it. I had to get people to listen to it, right? And so it took me 10 actions, you all. And now I'm 19 episodes in. This is the 20th episode. So I've had to repeat this process. It gets easier over time, as you can imagine. But I have to repeat this process every time I have a new episode to air. I have to connect with new guests. I have to book new guests, record the interview, edit every interview I do, and then promote the show for every episode to make this podcast, to continue to produce this podcast every other week. And it is helping me get even more fulfilled with my true dream life. It allows me to express my creativity. It allows me to connect with other people in a deep and meaningful way, really dig into the details with them about what has their life been like and why are they doing what they're doing. Those authentic connections mean so much to me. So having this podcast is my bold move. It is letting me live a life that I enjoy. And I get to, through this podcast, help inspire you and help empower you to also live a life that you desire. And that is significant and meaningful to me as well. So that is a look at action. It's only so much to know what you want and to create your goals. You have to take action. And I break those down into those micro actions to show you that episode one of this podcast took me 10 steps just to get there. And so you have to dedicate yourself to your goals if you really want to create your bold moves, right? That's the key, is aligned action to your goals, and that will get you to your bold move. Okay, so we've talked about the bold moves recipe. You've got it now, right? It's your desire plus who plus action equals bold moves. Before we wrap up this episode, there's just a few more notes that I want to share with you. At the outset of the show, I had a hypothesis, and that hypothesis was that making bold moves helps you feel satisfied and fulfilled. And I think that anecdotally, I'm proving this to be true, but maybe not in the way I had thought. I thought that the accomplishment of the bold move gives you satisfaction and fulfillment, makes you happier. But actually, now that I'm living my bold moves day in and day out, what I realize is that it's the process of these steps that give you the satisfaction and fulfillment. It goes back to one of my favorite quotes. The quote is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it's not the destination, it's the journey. Your bold move is not one place or one thing or one accomplishment. I mean, yes, we are seeking to achieve something, but it's the process of getting there that really helps us feel the most satisfied and fulfilled. We get to see these like micro successes along the way. For me, going back to my podcasting example, it was just airing the first episode and being able to promote that and say, this is what I'm doing. I'm so excited that I get to now interview some extraordinary people who are doing extraordinary things, and they're going to generously share their insight, their expertise, their knowledge about how they made that happen with me and thereby with the audience. I mean, that is so significant to me. You have no idea. It makes me proud every single time I record an interview and I get to publish it and share it with you all. So that's what I mean when I say it's the process, not the destination. One day, hopefully this podcast is going to reach thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. That would be a dream of mine. But you know what? In year one, that's not my expectation. But I'm not letting my dream of wanting to reach and impact tens of thousands of people to make bold moves. I'm not going to let the fact that I'm not there yet stop me, because I'm feeling so much pride and so much joy in the process of achieving this bold move. That's what I mean. We've heard also with all of the guests on the show that there are bound to be setbacks along the way, right? You're going to feel discouraged because it's not happening as fast as you want it to happen. You're going to get on the path, but then you're going to get sidetracked by another circumstance. You're going to try something, but then you're going to discover it's not actually what you wanted. You're going to experience other people tell you that you shouldn't or that you can't make your dream a reality. These are some of the setbacks that my guests have shared with us along the way. But you know what? In spite of those setbacks, they've kept going. They've kept making progress. How do they keep making progress when they're getting sidetracked, when they're thinking their bold move is this, but in reality, they got into it and it wasn't. It wasn't as much as what they had hoped. Or that other people were poking holes in their bold move. What did they do then? And I've separated the traits and the characteristics and the behaviors of people who make bold moves in spite of these setbacks. So the traits that my guests speak about to overcome these setbacks are curiosity, resilience, a bias for action, authenticity, and courage. That's not the full list, but that's a good reflection of some of the traits that my guests employ to keep moving forward. And then the behaviors that they enact are discipline, taking risks, being resourceful, problem solving, goal setting, visioning. You'll need to find these traits within yourself. You'll need to enact these behaviors to overcome the setbacks and keep going. So with the Bold Moves recipe, your desire plus who plus action, and your traits to thrive in spite of setbacks, and the behaviors to thrive in spite of these setbacks, this is what's going to get you to achieving your bold moves. I want to leave you with one more thought, and it comes from author and speaker Gabby Bernstein. She says, "What are you waiting to be picked for? We often are waiting to be picked or to be paid, but what if we decided we were living as if? Start being the person you are meant to be. Be right here, right now. Start being them. Stop waiting. If you want to change careers, start doing that thing you've been dreaming of in your own time. Learn about it, read about it, get nerdy about it. Act as if." I love this quote so much because if you continue to wait, it will never come. You don't need to be picked to achieve your bold move. You just need to start taking action. You need to act as if you're that person today. What would that person today do to make progress towards their bold move? If you want to change careers, as she said, what are you going to do to get into the career that you want to be in? You're going to apply for some jobs. If you don't have the skill sets that you need, you're going to take courses to get the skill sets that you need. You're going to start talking to people who are in that career path, right? These are some of the things that you're going to do to act as if you're doing that career today to help you move into that opportunity. All right, you guys, I hope you've found this episode so valuable. I am excited about the fact that I have this Bold Moves recipe that I can share with you, that I can teach you, that can help you start to take tangible and actionable progress towards your bold moves. I want to cheers to your bold moves, friend. I am so proud of you, and I can't wait to see what you have in store for 2024.